Archers for the week 30 March to 4 April 2003.
It with flowers now. It's Mothering Sunday.
Well, it's a shame, mainly working on Mother's Day.
Yeah, there was some crisis. They were short-staffed and Elizabeth needed help with the twins.
Oh, that's not fair.
Mm. Well, Phoebe was upset. We were planning to give Ailey breakfast in bed, make a big fuss of her.
Couldn't Julia babysit?
Well, she's at Camilla's.
Oh.
Still, she hopes to be back in time for dinner.
Well, good. Your dad and me want a nice family day today.
I tell you what, I got a busy week coming up.
Oh, yeah?
Then we got Emma in for work experience.
All right, Susan said.
Well, it's not that I mind mentoring her. You know, showing her the ropes and that. Hey, thanks for coming to pick us up, anyway.
Well, made sense on my way back from the shop. Saves you and Ailey going home in two cars later. Susan will close up at one.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'll just get the dinner in and then we can pop over to our own farm.
Right.
Phoebe's got some nice flowers for Jennifer.
Yeah. Look, we'll only stay 5 minutes, yeah?
Okay, as long as we're not late. You know how your dad hates waiting for food.
Ah, so this is where you're hiding.
Hi. I'm not hiding.
Really?
I'm just putting down some fresh straw. You don't want any infection.
There are hardly any more lambs due.
Even so.
Debbie.
What?
All right.
Can you bang down that last bit of straw?
Hmm.
Thanks.
Have you finished now?
No. I'm going to take down some of the lambing pens, and after that...
Stop.
Madam?
I know what you're doing.
Oh.
It won't be that bad. It might be fun.
Fun? For Alice, maybe.
But for all of us. Mum especially. It's her treat, this meal.
Yeah, I just wish he wasn't going to be there.
I know. But he is. Mum wants him.
I can't understand it.
She's trying to include him.
You said it would be like it never happened.
Would that be such a bad thing?
But why should he get away with it?
Debs... Mum can't live like that anymore. And if she's starting to come to terms with it, we ought to support her.
Yeah, well, I don't know how I'm going to get through it. I'll be the spectre at the feast.
Yeah, well, there won't be any feast if we don't get cracking. I need you.
Really?
Well, I can't get any sense out of Alice. She's beside herself with a blessed spearmint coming today.
Oh, yeah.
She's supposed to be making the soup, but she's obsessively cleaning her tack at the kitchen table.
Some things never change.
We need to get in there and kick ass.
Okay, Chef.
You have thought about the pudding, haven't you?
Yes, yeah, look, don't panic, I'm getting there.
Getting there? Ha! Left to you and Alice, we'll be having beans on toast.
What did you decide in the end for the main course?
5-spice lamb curry with basmati rice and papadum.
Great, I'm getting hungry.
Well, go and clean yourself up and then present yourself the duties.
Okay.
I need someone on prep.
But just, don't shout at me, okay?
I'm very calm in the kitchen.
Simon was a good cook.
Yeah?
Yeah, one of us needs to be. I was lousy. I miss him most on Sunday mornings. Well, maybe not him, just being with someone.
Yeah.
It's time we'd lie in, you know, and he'd make us a breakfast to die for, a lazy lunch.
He used to nurture you sometimes, then?
Only man who ever has. He was good at it.
Only man you ever allowed to.
You quite got me.
Shall I make more coffee?
Better not. Adam wants you well out of the kitchen this morning.
Well, no, then.
Oh, I hope they find it all right.
Don't worry, Alice. I gave them really detailed directions.
They can always ring.
I suppose. Well, what time did they say?
Well, they hope to be here before lunch.
Oh, I wish they'd hurry up. I can't wait to see him again. I love the blaze on his nose.
He is a beauty.
I'm going to make a new course in the paddock for him.
Well, he won't know it's new.
Dad. And when I'm used to him, I'm going to try Count Canter.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
I want to work on my dressage.
Oh, give him a chance to settle in first.
Did you tell Gwen Spearmint's coming today?
Yes, saw her at church.
I thought she didn't go to St. Stephen's.
Oh, she does now Janet's left.
Weird.
How is the service?
Oh, very uplifting. It was led by Mr. Matai. He's from India.
Yes.
And he brought greetings from his congregation in Bangalore.
Oh, very exotic.
Well, it was for Ambridge. Brian?
Oh, sorry. Just coming. Oh, morning.
Oh, is this a good time?
Yes, of course.
Oh, Roy. Hello. Come in.
Hello, Betty.
Morning.
And who's this?
Oh, well, you did ask. Oh, shut the door.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, Phoebs.
What are you doing there, Alice?
I'm polishing my stirrups.
Her new horse is coming today.
Oh, very nice.
Spearmint. Bay 15 hounds, too.
Oh.
Well, give Grandmother flowers, Phoebe.
Oh, they are lovely. Thank you, darling.
Can't you leave her with us for lunch? That'd be all right, wouldn't it, Jenny?
Yeah, I expect so. But you'd have to ask Adam. He's in charge.
No, sorry.
Mike's expecting us.
Oh, well, another Sunday then.
Yeah.
We're having a family meal as well. It's rare to get us all round the same table these days.
Wow, all these bodies. Sorry, it's just I need to make a start on the food. Hi.
Hello. Oh, yes, of course. You're doing it.
That's the idea.
Oh.
Alice is supposed to be helping.
Nearly finished.
Nearly finished isn't good enough. Chop, chop.
Yes, come on, Alice. Come on, you better clear the table now.
Yes, darling.
Can Phoebe come and say hello to Chandler?
I don't know.
Well, Hey, what about the soup?
Oh, just for 5 minutes, please. You want to come and see the pony, don't you?
Yeah, all right.
Oh, she's got her best shoes on, Roy.
Well, I'll pick her up if it's muddy.
I think you lost that one, Betty.
Yeah.
Great.
You lead the way, then. Come on, little one.
It's not too muddy.
Well, there goes the first course.
Well, I'll let you get on with it, Adam. I want to ring Kate anyway.
Fine.
I just need to put these in water first.
I'll do that. Go.
All right. Excuse me, Betty. Shan't be long. Oh, that's okay, Jennifer.
I'll say Phoebe's getting taller by the week.
I know. She's had a bit of a growth spurt recently.
How's she getting on at school?
Oh, she loves it.
Good.
Still finds it a long day, though.
Well, she's not five yet.
No.
Reporting for duty. Oh, hi, Betty.
Morning, Debbie.
Good.
Didn't realise you were here, too. I saw Roy and Phoebe in the yard. Well,
she wanted to see Chandler.
She means Alice wanted her to see Chandler.
That sounds more like it.
Can you put these flowers in the vase, Debs?
Oh, sure. Oh, aren't they lovely?
Well, she must be excited with her new horse coming.
Morning, Debbie.
Adam's got us all cooking lunch for Mum.
Yes, he said. I'm impressed.
He's really quite bossy.
What have you been up to this morning?
Just in the lambing shed, that's all.
Right. Shall we go out and join the others, Betty?
Yeah, if you like.
Good. I could do it, Sam.
Yes, it is lovely out.
Oh, come on, then.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Give him a break, Debs.
Well, he's trying to buy Alice with spearmint. He bought me Moonbeam within 6 months of marrying Mum.
I remember.
I expect he's thinking about Siobhan and the Sprog today, Mother's Day.
Probably. Now, come on. What have you finally settled on for Pud?
Well, I was going to do a pie.
Pastry?
Yeah, too ambitious, so I've settled on a crumble.
Great. You can use the table.
He's very patient, isn't he?
He's long-suffering.
He's used to me plaiting his tail. He likes it.
Shall I take Phoebe, Roy?
Yeah, if you want.
Well, now, come to Grandpa, then. Do you want to go on my shoulders?
Yeah, that's good. Cool.
There you are.
Kate was keen on horses, wasn't she?
Yeah, before she became the teenager from hell. Once she discovered boys, poor old Velvet was left out to grass. Yeah, we sold him to Helen in the end. You're going to grow up to be horse mad, eh, Phoebe? Do you like the pony?
Yeah.
You're not at all frightened, are you?
You can come and see him whenever you like. You could even learn to ride him, Dad.
Yes.
Well, yeah, we'll see.
It's an expensive hobby.
Alice, are you coming or what?
Okay.
Hey, wait a minute. What's that?
It's a horse box.
It's him, Dad. It's Spearmint.
Yeah, all right. Steady on. Let's go and see.
Oh, brilliant.
We'll be making tracks then, yeah?
Don't you want to stay and see him?
Well, no, maybe another time, Alice.
Oh, yeah. Mike will be chewing the table legs if we don't get back soon.
Oh, what a fabulous meal.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't eat another thing. Well done, all.
All?
I couldn't leave Spearmint. It'd have been lonely.
I thought the carrot and coriander soup would be too ambitious all along, Alice.
Well, the mozzarella salad was a delicious substitute.
Thrown together at the last minute, I'm afraid.
The timings were all to put with him bringing him just before lunch.
We didn't mind eating late, did we, darling?
No, it felt like the normal time with the clock change anyway.
Terrific crumble, Debbie.
Mm.
It's easy.
Well, even so.
So how's Kate, Mum? I didn't ask.
Oh, fine. Lucas is very busy at the moment with work.
Did you tell her Phoebe was here?
Oh, yes, but she'd already spoken to her this morning.
She was very taken with Chandler. Well, maybe we could get her a pony one day, Jenny.
Pray she won't love you.
Davy, that was uncalled for.
Look, who's for coffee?
I'll do it.
No, you won't. You'll stay there.
Can I go outside again?
Of course, darling.
Spearman hasn't seen you for all of, what, 15 minutes?
No. You've been bobbing up and down between courses like a yo-yo.
Come with me, Debbie. You haven't even said hello to him yet.
All right. If you want.
Great.
Do you want a coffee?
When I come in. I have a feeling this will take a while.
You can ride it whenever you like. It might cheer you up.
Is he okay with Charlie?
At least let me clear up, Adam.
It's Mother's Day, no.
Well, I could help.
Relax, Brian.
Oh, all right. Well, thanks.
Coffee coming up.
Oh, we are blessed.
Yes. I've sometimes forgotten.
I never have.
No. Oh, but if only Debbie
could... Oh, I know. Wasn't that sweet of Alice?
Oh, yes.
She is so excited.
She's hardly to think.
I know.
I think Phoebe's starting to look a bit like her. You know what I mean?
Well, maybe. I can only see Kate.
Mm. Yeah, well, it's a pity she isn't here too.
I never even dreamt Adam would be.
It must be so hard for her being apart from Phoebe. But she came out right at the end, didn't she, Kate?
Brian.
Well, you know what I mean. She's a credit to you. Well, they all are. You're a fantastic mother, Jenny.
Thank you.
Suresh is finding his way in Ambridge.
Settling in all right?
Yes, thank you. Everyone is very kind.
It must feel so different.
I have been to England before.
Oh.
But not to a rural parish.
Well, we're really grateful you're here. Shula was dreading having to find cover over Easter.
She told me.
What brings you here today?
I am making some visits. The rural dean has trusted me with his car. I'm going to, Manorfield Close? But I'm not sure exactly.
Oh, it's on the other side of the green. Over there, look, at the top.
Oh, okay.
You can't get very lost in Ambridge.
I can, believe me. My wife used to say I could get lost in my own house.
Is Marjorie Antrobus on your list? She used to be a regular at St. Stephen's. She's practically housebound now, unfortunately.
Yes. Here we are. Nightingale Farm.
Morning.
Hello, Jenny. Have you met Suresh?
Yes, yes. Hello. I was at the service yesterday.
Oh, good morning.
Jennifer Aldridge.
Yes, I remember.
Suresh is visiting Marjorie today.
Oh, I'm taking her out for lunch in Faversham. Well,
that'd be nice.
Where is Nightingale Farm?
Are you driving?
Yes.
Ah, well, you go straight across the green and then you drive along for a minute or so out of the village and then turn right and Nightingale Farm's the first house on the right, opposite the stables.
Opposite the stables. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, Phil and I wanted to invite you for lunch sometime. Maybe today would suit since you're here.
Oh, how kind. Yes, that'll be fine. I'm going to Darrington this afternoon. Excellent. Thank you.
Good. About 12:30.
Perfect. Where...
We're at Glebe Cottage, next door to the church. You can always ask where anyone is at the shop.
Thank you. Actually, I must be going now, or I won't fulfil all my duties. I'll see you later, Mrs. Archer.
I look forward to it.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Oh, isn't his English good?
I know.
I wasn't sure what to expect.
Why did I invite him today? I've nothing in.
Oh, I can't believe that, Jill.
I have to go into Borchester. Oh, how was the meal?
Oh, we had a lovely time, thanks. And Adam waited on us hand and foot.
You must be thrilled having him home.
Yes. I hadn't realised how much I missed him. Oh, you must feel the same about Kenton.
Some of the time.
Oh, come on. You wouldn't be without him now.
No. But Adam seemed to knuckle down on the farm straight away, whereas Kenton...
Well, they're very different.
Let's hope this cafe idea settles him.
Yes.
Phil's got him working today in the front garden. Are you going in for the gardens weekend? I can't remember.
Oh, too much on at the moment, I'm afraid. I'd be on the riding course today, but for dear old Marjorie.
It'll be a change of scene for her.
Yes. Oh, and Alice's new horse came yesterday.
Oh, good.
She stayed out with him till after dark.
And how's Debbie?
Oh, I don't know, Jill. She's still in a terrible state.
Well, it'll take her a long time to get over Simon. A betrayal like that.
And then after Burma,
Palestine, but it was Kenya we really loved.
Ah, yes.
Africa got under our skin.
People say that.
Oh, do help yourself to sugar.
Thank you, Marjorie.
We did visit India twice.
Oh, whereabouts?
Madras and then Kashmir.
Ah, another hot spot.
But I came back to England when Teddy died.
How long ago was that?
Oh, nearly 30 years ago now.
I'm sorry. I lost my wife to cancer 3 years ago.
Oh, no.
I have my children, but...
Oh, loneliness is a terrible thing.
Aren't you going to weed there before you mulch?
Yeah. Look, isn't it time we stop for a coffee?
Well, I had hoped we'd finish this bed.
Oh, hi, Mum.
Oh, you got your shopping?
Yes. Oh, that looks better.
I've pruned this right back.
Good. I hope you've left a space for my sweet peas.
Well, beside the mock orange.
That'll be a heady mix. I want to train them up a hazel spiral this year.
Did you get some beer, Mum?
Yes.
Oh, cheers.
You can give me a hand in a minute.
I hope that rose does well.
What I'd love is a Cardinal Richelieu, like the one at Lower Loxley.
Oh, yeah.
Chris and George were in their front just now.
Oh, I'm getting ready for the bedding plants, I expect.
They've done wonders with that garden since they've moved in.
Funny, the gardening gene passed me by completely.
We noticed. I don't suppose you've been up to Brookfield yet.
What for?
Oh, Kenton, I promised Ruth you'd give her a hand.
But she hasn't told me what needs doing yet.
I've told you.
You don't think they've got a chance at the police house?
What?
But a winning. The Open Gardens prize.
I don't know, possibly.
Well, I mean, ours is more established.
Aye, aye, Dad. Do I detect a whiff of insecurity?
No, but he's very good with vegetables.
Do you want me to go round in the night and eviscerate his marrows?
Don't silly, dear. They're not in season. Oh, I thought it was too good to last.
They've been quiet this morning.
The whole village seems to be building or converting at the moment.
And I bet Matt Crawford would have been developing Midsummer Meadow, too, if he'd had his way.
Greedy man.
I wish Bert had made up his mind about the bungalow. David's in limbo.
I don't know why they're procrastinating.
Oh, no.
I'm sure Frieda loves it.
Isn't Alistair meant to be in his new surgery by Thursday?
Yes.
Yes, a nuisance the decorators didn't finish on Saturday.
Well, there's only his office left to do. Though he'd rather they were out of the way while he's trying to move in.
What time are we expecting the vicar?
The vicar?
Yes, he's coming for lunch. Oh, dear, in about half an hour. I must get on. Be sure to smarten yourselves up. I hope he's not a vegetarian.
He's not a Hindu.
I do know that, Phil.
Oh, look, Dad, I just need
All right. I suppose we'd better down tools for this morning. But don't think you're getting out of it this afternoon, Kenton.
But...
Jill, I'll give you a hand with the shopping. We can finish this later.
Hi, Kathy. SOS. I need rescuing fast. Do you fancy lunch at Daphne's?
Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Not at all. I shall enjoy the break.
I daren't go out alone now in case I fall.
I know. Will you be all right for supper?
Oh, yes. I've got some sandwiches, and I shouldn't need much after this.
No, the servings are on the generous side.
Usually more than I can eat.
What was the food like at the Laurels?
Oh, excellent. Very fresh.
Well, I enjoy anything I haven't had to make myself.
Yes.
The children cooked for Brian and me yesterday, as a matter of fact.
It's not the same cooking for one.
No. You must miss the company.
Well, to be honest, I do. Even though I was looking forward to coming home.
Kenton, pass the peanuts to Suresh.
Oh. Oh, sorry.
No, I'm fine, really.
Mm. Moorish, aren't they?
Yeah, well, leave some for your mother. Would you like a top-up?
Sorry?
Sherry.
Ah. No, I have the Dean's car.
Oh, yes, of course. You were saying...
Yeah, I think I will. Dad?
Oh. Yeah.
What?
About Bangalore.
Oh, yes. The software industry has exploded over the last 10 years.
Really?
Yes.
Where exactly is it, Bangalore?
In the south.
On the coast? I'm sorry, I can't picture it.
No, Dad, inland.
Kenton's done a lot of travelling.
Really? Where?
Oh, here and there, you know.
He was in the Merchant Navy.
Oh, yes?
Yep, feels like another lifetime there now.
Kenton, it's Kathy.
At last.
Oh,
hiya.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hello, Phil. Have you met Suresh? No, how do you do?
Very well, thank you.
I've come to take Kenton away, I'm afraid.
Yeah, last minute thing, you know.
He didn't give us much notice. Oh,
Should we do this another day?
No, definitely not. We're doing a bit of market research. Fry up at Daphne's.
Fry up?
A business lunch.
Oh. Well, it is a good idea, I suppose, signing the place out.
Exactly. Well, I'm sorry, but we've got to fly. And Kathy's on a lunch break.
Yes.
Yeah, well, nice to see you again, Suresh.
And you.
Yeah, come on, then. See you later, Mum, Dad.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. I'm sorry, Jill.
Kathy!
Yes, coming. Lunch will be 10 minutes. I hope you like chicken, Suresh.
Oh, I was going mental.
Sherry with the vicar, eh?
Yeah, I don't know what they'll have me doing next. Hope I wasn't too rude. Okay. Do you want that last chip?
Oh, no.
How can you bear to leave just one?
Your message sounded so desperate.
Well, I could see lunch looming ahead of me like a condemned man. Kenton, dear, pass the potatoes. Kenton lived in Australia, you know.
You've forgotten how to do it.
No, I was never me, all that St. Mary Mead small talk. Shula took to it as soon as she could speak. Well, I can't wait to move into the flat.
Oh, you poor thing.
Do you think it'd be on to ask Daphne if I could have a look upstairs?
What, before she moves out?
Yeah, now I want to get a feel of the place.
Well, I don't see why not.
Would you come with me?
Yeah, if you want.
It's more than just a flat to me, you know.
No, it's your independence, blah, blah, blah.
Okay, sorry. I fancy one of those king-size beds, you know.
If you've got the room.
Thought I might have it up a ladder.
Oh.
It's years since I had a place on my own. I can visualise just how I want it. You know, all leather sofas and velvet drapes.
Yeah, well, first things first.
What?
Sally's fingernails.
It's a bit of an existential leap.
Oh, the waitress. Did you notice?
No, I was too busy salivating over what was on my plate.
They're filthy. And her hair's really disgusting.
Yeah, okay.
Look, you want to keep the retro feel, but it's got to be hygienic. It's just not on these days.
No, you're right. You're so good on detail.
I know it's hard, but you'll have to get rid of her.
Steady.
Well, is she the image you want to project? It's business, Kenton. You've got to make yourself unpopular sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Whereas Frank...
Frank?
Yeah, the cook.
How do you know all this?
Sally called him earlier.
Did she?
You want to hold on to him. Good cooks are like gold dust.
Yeah, well, it was great nosh.
Yeah, he's really on top of things over there. I've been watching him. I bet he was in army catering. He's got enough tattoos.
You really are forensic, aren't you?
He's quick, too. Offer him a pay rise if you have to. And you'll keep the jukebox, won't you?
Oh, definitely. It makes a place. Oh, I'm longing to get started.
Oh, Kenton. I'm glad it's fallen into place for you at last. I knew it would.
Well, you're the only one who believed in me.
Just make it work.
Don't worry, I'm not throwing this chance away. I know Jack's only given me a 6-month contract, but I am determined to make a go of it.
Well, there's no fool like an old fool.
For helping me out this morning.
That's okay. My first class is 2 o'clock today. What time is Mum back?
Well, she said 11:30. In time for Joe's lesson.
He's definitely coming in then.
Yep. It's in the diary.
Great.
Did you have a good time last night?
Yeah.
It's working out with Tomlin.
Well, let's just say that Kirsty's loss is my gain.
She was a misery in the bar yesterday.
Well, she ain't heard from Chabba this week. She's been texting him every 5 minutes.
Oh, poor kid.
Yeah, well, I don't know what you saw in her in the first place.
Now. Because when I was courting, you had to queue outside a phone box in the cold to talk to your girlfriend. No answer phones then, either. So, if she was out, you'd be.
Sounds dreadful.
Well, I don't know. It's all part of the excitement.
Yeah, what's all this about Mum dressing up as a Playboy bunny Easter Monday?
Ah, she's told you then.
It's a bit tacky. I reckon she could pull it off, though.
It's not very, PC.
Well, I wouldn't be too precious about that round here.
No, I think I'll sound people out all the same.
I thought you'd jump at the chance of seeing her tugged up with a fluffy tail.
I don't know. We don't want to set the wrong tone. It is a family day, after all.
It's much better being in Ambridge than Borchester.
Oh, yeah. And it's barely 1/2 mile from Bridge Farm. Can be here in 5 minutes. I'm signing the lease forms on Friday.
There'll be no turning back then.
I don't want to turn back, Gran.
Good. So, what's going where? Have you decided?
Right, well, the office and changing rooms will have to be those two rooms there. And I think the fridges will go along this wall, and the tables here.
You've got a lot of equipment to fit in.
Oh, that'll be fine. I'm getting all the alterations done. We've got to have the floors and walls sorted before we start moving stuff in.
It'll all get done.
Yeah. Thought I'd ask for some input from the butchers I'm interviewing this morning.
Good idea.
Mum and I are bringing them over to have a look.
How many are you seeing?
Three.
I only hope Kenton shows as much commitment in his new venture.
I can see him running a cafe.
Mine host? We'll see.
Grandad's amazing, investing in a new business.
At his time of life?
Well, yeah.
Well, there aren't many places left to put your money in anymore. And I hope Jack will take a back seat and let Kenton get on with it.
That's probably best.
And you needn't worry, dear. I won't be poking my nose in here where it's not wanted.
Oh, no, I didn't mean...
Now, that 10,000 was a gift. No strings attached.
It was a real help.
I'm interested, of course. That's why I wanted to come along. And I would like to hear how you get on this morning.
OK, well, I'll catch up with you when we've finished.
Right. I'll be in the ball at lunchtime. Jolene's giving me a computer lesson.
I'll see you there. How's it going?
Oh, I still get horribly confused.
Well, if Joe Grundy can master it...
He's a show-off.
It'll fall into place.
So Jolene keeps saying. A typewriter's so simple.
But you can do loads of other things on a computer.
What? Like tear your hair out?
Which one is it?
I just need to concentrate while I pour this, Adam.
Sorry.
Yeah, that should do it. Sorry?
Which nozzle?
Oh, the end one. It's dribbling a bit.
Probably blocked. What are you spraying this morning, anyway?
Rape on Top Acre.
I'll wave to you from the riding course.
Are you helping Mum again?
The grass needs rolling. I'll just clear this for you. How's the spraying going? Everything on schedule?
Yep, just about.
We didn't have any of these inputs on my little goat farm in Senegal.
I can't risk disease at this stage. Too much invested in the crop.
Yes, I can see that.
Anyway, I'm off to Top Acre if you've done that nozzle.
Hang on, I'll just screw it back on.
Oh, I meant to ask you, have you tried out Sid's gym yet?
I went first thing, 7 o'clock.
Blimey.
It was full of bleary-eyed office types, getting their morning fix of endorphins.
Before the day's boredom sets in.
Yes. I've joined for 3 months.
Oh, so you're planning to be around that long?
Probably. There. That should be okay now.
Thanks. I'll be off then.
Right. No more problems with the cultivator this week, I take it?
No, not since the engineer came out.
Good. See you lunchtime then.
No, I'll be fixing myself something at the cottage.
Be like that then.
Yeah, it's just easier.
I know.
Will you come to me? I'll do you a sandwich.
Okay.
Don't usually see you drinking coffee, Joe.
Yeah, well, I need reviving.
You got your lesson in the cyber zone at 5:30.
Oh, I know. I wouldn't miss that.
Well, good. But why not go over and wait, then?
Well, I ain't done this.
Why do you need reviving?
Oh, my son's a slave driver this way. I was glad the excuse to come here.
Well, what's he got you doing?
Mixing concrete.
Oh, dear.
The night I'm alive.
Hi. Tom.
Hello there.
Hi, Joe.
Oh, morning.
Hello.
Edward said you and Tom was courting.
Do you want to come out tonight? Help me celebrate?
Of course. What?
Got my butcher lined up.
Oh, nice one.
Building up the empire, Tom.
You've got to move forward.
Tasty, them sausages of yours. Even if they are overpriced.
Got to pay for quality, Joe.
Yeah, Clary did me 3 last night with a mountain of mash.
But hadn't you better go and switch on the computer now? Mum will be back in a minute.
What's the hurry?
Oh, no, I'll do it.
You're not the only one booked in this morning.
My gran's down for 5:30.
Well, it ain't time yet.
It's warming up, Joe.
Ah, now, while I've got both ends of the age spectrum in front of me...
Hey?
Can I sound the two of you out about something?
Sure.
Oh, what, like a focus group, eh?
Is this about Mum?
Well, is it all right?
Oh, I don't mind.
Well, go on, eh?
Yeah, would either of you feel offended if Jolene dressed up as a bunny girl for the Three Peaks Challenge Easter Monday?
Couldn't care less. Don't think my mum would like it. Dad probably would.
You mean as in Playboy bunny girl, eh?
Yes.
Be more of a Two Peak Challenge then, eh?
Joe!
You dirty old man.
Well, so my mum's your perfect 10 then, eh?
Eh?
Well, you know, Bo.
Diddley?
Derek.
Fletcher? Here, we play the game, yeah?
Never mind, Joe.
Yeah, well, perhaps I will go and wait for my lesson.
Yes, yeah, good idea.
Great.
More sense out of a computer than you, though. Yeah. Ah, well, here we are. I'd be glad to sit down. Eh? What the... What the heck's this? Who's done this? Sid Perks?
April Fool!
April Fool!
Yo!
What is it?
Well, it's a disgrace.
Let's have a look.
Oh. Oh. You got him good and proper there, fella.
Isn't that a photo from the nude calendar?
Yeah, but with Joe's head on it.
It's Mr. April.
Mr. April Fool.
But who?
We printed your face off of Joe's jottings and scanned it in as wallpaper.
It looks really good.
Good? Well, I'm glad you think so.
Whose body is it?
Well, I'd recognise that barrel full of veg in you wearing. Burnt fries.
Oh, wicked.
Well, I could have chosen a younger man.
No, I wanted it to look realistic.
Lum and cheek. I don't look nothing like that, do I?
Come on, Joe. I'll buy you a pint.
Yeah, well, I'll make it a whiskey. And you better take this abomination off the screen. We've got my reputation to think of.
Hey.
Sorry, I should have been expecting it.
No, it's a shock seeing it in black and white.
In 6 weeks' time, my marriage to Simon will be over. Finished, dead, like it never happened.
Come on.
Oh, Adam.
It'll get easier.
Will it?
Of course.
I just want it to go away, all of it. And then I open the post and...
I know.
It's too messy.
You can't just file it away under D.
Why not?
Because the feelings you bottle up have a nasty habit of spilling out years later when you least expect it.
I made such a big mistake. I should never have had him back. Oh. Well, he's dead to me now.
Dead?
No, he is.
Then hadn't you better grieve for him? You loved him.
Adam, please stop.
But
I know I can't talk about it anymore.
Okay. Tell you what. Come out with me tonight.
Oh, no, no.
Go on. It'll help take you out of yourself.
No, I'm not in the mood, sorry. I know you want to help, but this piece of paper is
okay.
Just...
Okay. Fair enough. But get your jacket. I'm taking you down the bull for a brandy.
So anyway, one of the butchers was really patronising.
Because you're young?
And because Mum was a woman.
Ah, there needs to be mutual respect if you're going to work together.
Feels funny hiring someone older than me. He's 60, this guy.
Oh, retired?
Yeah, he's been in the trade all his life. Had his own little shop and abattoir years ago.
Oh, there used to be so many of them when I was young. They used to kill them round the back.
Not anymore. It's all big scale. Maximum throughput and all that.
What's the pity? I don't suppose it's any more humane.
No.
Well, anyway, there won't be much he doesn't know about meat, this chap.
I couldn't believe my luck. He's really keen on homemade sausages, too. Said he gets fed up being at home all day.
Hi.
Oh, Adam.
Hello, Tom.
Hi there. I need to make tracks. I'll see you, Gran.
Hi. Bye, dear. Sounds like you've made a good choice.
Hope so. Bye, Adam.
Bye. Busy?
Look, you must excuse me. I've got my computer lesson in a minute.
Ah.
How's things at home, anyway?
Ah, getting there, you know. I brought Debbie down for a drink.
Oh, where is she?
She's found a quiet table in the corner. Her degree in eyesight came today.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Poor love. Shall I go on?
Not now, Gran. She's feeling pretty raw.
All right. I'm so glad she's got you, dear. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Bye, Gran. Sid? Sid?
Yeah, at your service. I'm sorry. What can I get you?
A pint, please, and a double brandy.
Right. So how are you getting on at the gym, madam?
Let's just say it's more me than Grey Gables.
Yes, well, that's for ladies who lunch and then feel guilty.
Mum's expecting you, Peggy, but it's been a bit mad here.
Oh, that's all right. I've got the wretched thing up and running all by myself. Hello? What's this? Fallon?
Yeah? What?
There's a naked man on the computer.
Oh, no, I've got to wipe it.
And isn't it? Oh, good grief. I've heard about this sort of thing. But I never expected to find it in the bull.
Has Bert come to a decision?
Down here.
Oh, thanks, love.
Have
Everything all right?
Yeah. I had to replace a flutter valve.
What are you up to today?
Well, Debbie's coming over to walk the cereals with me. Friday would have suited her better. Ooh. But I didn't really want to change my visit to the abattoir.
Fingers crossed, eh?
Well, it'd be ideal. Lower Pendon's only about 10 miles away.
If that.
And I really want the Hereford slaughtered locally.
I know, but it's got to be right.
Yeah, well, if they're not prepared to hang the beef long enough, I won't compromise.
Right. I'd better get back. Pip's saying she doesn't want any breakfast.
Oh, that's a first. Hope she's not getting faddy.
Don't worry, I'll make sure she has something.
Morning.
Oh, hi, Bert.
Morning.
You OK?
Yes, thank you. Well, shouldn't we be?
Little Bird told me you'd had a face transplant.
Oh.
Quite upset, Auntie Peggy.
Well, Joe Grundy's face is enough to upset anyone.
Have they taken it off the computer now?
But not before Falk had had a good gop. He wants to be glad Fallon used my buddy. Showed him up in a good light.
Do you want a cup of tea?
No, not just him.
Well, you can go and see to the ewes if you would.
Yeah, in a bit.
Everything all right?
The bungalow.
Oh. What about it?
Well, me and Frieda wants to have a look round.
Oh!
Just to remind ourselves, like.
Of course.
Dinner time would suit us.
Yeah, fine. Well, you know where the key is. Just let yourselves in.
All right. I'll just go phone Frieda then. Tell her the arrangement.
Help yourself.
Yeah, right, you are.
Right. Oh, please.
Daddy.
I thought he was never going to get back to us.
Typical Bert keeps us on our toes.
Oh, it'll be such a relief if they agree.
Just don't let him see we're desperate.
No.
He can be very contrary. If we push him too hard, we might not get the answer we want.
You like to look at that sky?
Hold on the ladder steady, Dad.
Yeah, all right.
Well, sooner I get this roof on, the sooner we'll have somewhere to shelter if it does dip down.
But I shouldn't be out here. My chest, like blotting paper, once the damp gets under it.
Oh, you've done nothing but moan today.
Well, I've cause. We've been publicly humiliated. Because there's laws against it. Defamation of character.
Oh, it was only a bit of fun.
My body's more tone than Bert Price will ever be. He looks like a good old tortoise.
You got a free drink out of it, didn't you?
Oh.
There's that one in place.
Yeah. Well, where's Edward got himself to this afternoon, any rule?
Oh, he just took off. Real moody at the moment.
I don't know why. Everything's ahead of him now we've got this bit of land.
He's got a cob on because William's flat's getting a makeover.
Is that all?
And he's missing his music since Dross split up.
It ain't music.
Not to him. Oh, he put the tin lid on it, Fallon winning that recording competition. Still, I expect he'll cheer up if he gets a good price for baby.
I still wish he wouldn't get rid of her. I thought he had feelings for her.
God, blimey, Dad, she's not a woman. He didn't want to be milking her all his life.
He's one of the family. You should have seen her skipping about when we let her loose in here last week.
Well, the ad's in the paper tomorrow. And he's sure to get a boy with it being in a fortnight.
I hope she goes to a good home.
I know. But like you said, Dad, he's got everything ahead of him. And if he wants to try and build up a beef herd, well, we need to encourage him.
Hello there.
Steady, Spearmint. Hi, Nigel.
Oh, sorry, did I spook him?
Oh, no, he's really good with bikes in traffic. That's one of the reasons I chose him.
Ah, this is the new horse.
Spearmint.
I'd heard you were getting one.
He came on Sunday.
What a beauty. Can I?
Oh, sure.
Hold on. It'd be a good idea if I got off this thing first, wouldn't it?
Your helmet's amazing.
You don't think it's too much?
Oh, totally.
That sounds like a vote of confidence. Just put this on the verge.
It'll be okay. You don't get much traffic on this track.
I started off wearing my riding hat on the bike.
Weird.
But when Lizzie insisted I bought a proper one, I chose the flashiest one I could find. Oh, can I say hello now?
Oh, of course.
Oh. Spearmint. Yes. You are lovely. How old?
9.
He's gorgeous, Alice. What a sweet nature.
Yes, he's being good today. He's got to get used to me and his new surroundings. Sometimes he's frisky.
I bet your old pony's put out, isn't he?
He's glad to have a friend.
This is an after-school hack, then?
Yeah, we're going as far as the gravel pits.
Ooh, did you hear that?
It's Eddie and Joe Grundy. They're building something in the field.
How do you know?
I can see them over the hedge.
Now, that's one advantage of a horse over a bike. Height.
You can be much nosier.
I see so many more things than I ever did, roaring around in a car. I've been making notes, in fact.
What of?
Things I see in the hedgerows, you know.
I saw some primroses just now.
Ooh, well done. I'll make a note. Where exactly?
The top of the track, right past his green farm.
Uh-huh.
Oh, good boy.
Green farm. I'll have to bring the twins down to have a look.
What else is in your book?
From today? Pussy Willow, Lake Catkins, and there were some wood anemones out in the country park. I put down birds, too.
I'm no good on them.
Well, there aren't so many around these days. Scarcely.
Mum's always going on about that.
Now, I can remember as a child seeing swifts, house martins. I tell you what I have seen, though.
What?
The first swallows of the spring, all the way from Africa.
From Kate and Nolly?
Oh, of course. It's one heck of a journey.
Adam was in Africa, too.
And is he settling down OK?
Yeah. He cheers Debbie up. That's the main thing.
Good. And, how is she? Lizzie and I haven't seen her for a while.
Miserable. She'll be properly divorced soon.
Oh, heck! Look at this!
Oh, we'll get soaked.
So, how did you get on?
Ah.
What does that mean, ah?
We'll know.
Take your time, Bert.
As you know, Fraser and me, we had it looked in a time at the bungalow.
Yes. And?
And it's pretty much as we remembered.
Well, yeah, we haven't made any changes.
Oh, I can tell.
So what did you think?
Well, we might be persuaded.
Ah.
There's one or two things, though, I'd like to discuss.
Right, okay. Well, fire away.
You know how many years I've been building up my garden at Woodbine Cottage?
Oh, yes. No, we realise that's a big issue.
Oh, no. I can do the same again.
Really?
But not without a garden shed. A man can't live without a garden shed.
Oh, no, indeed. So, you'd want one at the bungalow?
I would.
I'm sure we could manage that. Yep.
And a greenhouse, of course.
I see. You could always use the one here. I mean, since Mum and Dad left...
Ooh, that's a good idea.
Great. Well, that's settled.
The extractor fan in the kitchen.
What about it?
Too small.
It's only 3 years old.
Far too small. Frieda's very particular about her kitchen. She don't like the smell of grease hanging off everything. She's always fancied a state-of-the-art one big stainless steel job.
New?
Yeah, it'd look out of place in a cottage, but not in your modern bungalow.
Well, I expect we could run to that if Fraida really wants it. It'd be silly to let a cooker hood stand in the way of...
Furniture.
Furniture? You got your own.
Fraida works very hard, very hard. And after her day's labours, cleaning and cooking, she deserves a nice sit-down.
Yeah, well, we all do.
That recliner in the lounge.
Oh, the big blue chair?
Yes. She had a go on it. Leaned back and everything. Like floating on air, she said.
Yeah, it's fantastic, isn't it?
She didn't want to get out of it again.
I know. I can't wait to have that in the sitting room at Brookfield.
Oh.
What?
Well, it's a lot for us, you know. Uprooting ourselves at every time of life.
Oh, not the chair. Oh, go on. She can have the chair.
Very good of you, David.
Not at all. Anything else?
Nope.
Sure?
Yep. We'll take it.
You will?
Oh, ah, of course. My Frieda's always wanted a bungalow with her knees.
I knew this was coming. I could smell it in the air. Good thing we got some of the roof up, eh?
Yes.
Thanks ever so much.
He's a good one, isn't he?
I love him.
Yeah, he wouldn't be without my Bartleby.
I hope it stops soon. I'll get drenched if I cycle home in this.
It will take you back.
Really?
Yeah, get the bike in the back of the van, no problem.
That's very kind of you.
Well, give it 5 minutes and see.
What about Alice?
We can run her back and all.
Then Dad can bring the horse box to finish.
No, I don't mind staying with him. Sorted. Where shall I go get baby? Need her to the drive. Oh, she's all right, Dad. He's sheltered in the lee of that high hedge.
Nigel?
Yes?
Are you and Elizabeth doing the three-piece challenge?
We'd love to, but Easter's just about our busiest weekend at Lurloxley. How about you?
Adam talked me into it.
It sounds fun.
Hey, is there a prize for the best costume?
Yeah, it's a hat.
Well, no point you dressing up then.
Are you going to do it, Joe?
Oh, not with my lungs. He'd be a liability. Still, I could picture him as Humpty Dumpty.
No
respect.
Who here's bought their Easter eggs?
I leave all that to my wife, I'm afraid.
So does any. Poor Clary always has to buy her own. She does not.
Mine are all under my bed.
Gosh. Aren't you organised?
Dad's getting a mega special one this year. He doesn't know it, but I know how much steerage costs.
Not the chair as well. You've always fancied that.
I know. Don't rub it in.
So that's a shed, the greenhouse, a new cooker hood. Mm-hmm. You'll have to retile the kitchen, won't you?
Yeah, I know.
David!
All right, all right.
Did you wash your hands, Pip, like I asked?
Yeah.
Josh, come to the table, please.
He's a wily old so-and-so.
Wrap you round his little finger.
He knew they wanted it before we ever sat down.
So is Bert coming to live at the bungalow?
Looks like it.
Great. When?
Yeah, good point. Pass me the diary, please, Pipsqueak.
He outmaneuvered you good and proper.
Well, so be it. I'm just relieved they've come to a decision. Well, let's see. Looks like the last holiday booked in the bungalow is first week of September.
That's the Hanleys. They always come then.
Well, they'll have to go back to Rickyard next year.
So?
Well, I guess Bert and Frieda can move in sometime over the autumn.
Wicked!
And then we can put Woodbine up for sale. And bingo. Problem solved.
There's still Elizabeth.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we come to it. Hey, at last we got something to celebrate.
Everyone's feeling their age.
Oh, they're beautiful, Shula. I go with my blue silk shirt.
Well, happy birthday.
Thanks.
Not a great way to spend it, though, a movie.
Keeps my mind off the great march of time. 2 years off the big 5-0.
Oh, who cares? He'll always be younger than Oliver.
Poor love, I don't think he knows what's hit him.
Oh, he can't wait to have you all to himself at Grange Farm.
Me, maybe. But he wasn't prepared for the sheer volume of my goods and chattels.
Have you got much more to take over?
Car stuff full of clothes and shoes. And there's Maisie and Moonlight to go today.
Well, we could ride them over now if you like.
Are you sure?
Yeah, come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, they could do with the exercise. I thought Alistair was opening the surgery today.
He is, in about 10 minutes' time. Not much I can do to help now.
So the decorators are finished?
Oh, no, they're still in his office.
Oh, it's too bad.
But he had to open today.
How's he going to manage?
Well, he'll improvise. It's been mad all week. But the important thing is the equipment's up and running, and the practice staff have been wonderful.
You're still okay for tonight, then?
Oh, you bet. We're desperate for a change of scene.
Good.
But wouldn't you rather be on your own with Oliver?
Oh, it's all right. We want you to come over and mark the occasion.
Oh, you know, I've never known this much upheaval in Ambridge all at the same time.
Yep, there's definitely change in the air. Must be the spring.
It's like musical chairs. There's the new estate, Alistair.
Oh, his upheaval's nearly over.
William moving up and downstairs here like a yo-yo. You going to Grange Farm. Marjorie's back from the Laurels. Mm-hmm. And Kenton's looking at Daphne's flat in Borchester tomorrow.
I'll miss seeing him round the village.
Oh, and Bert and Frieda have agreed to go into the bungalow.
Really? So David and Ruth can, what, sell Woodbine Cottage?
Ah, well, that's the plan.
We got there, Linda.
Oh, Roy.
You know how Caroline feels about reading on reception?
She's not around, is she?
No, she's off today. She's moving.
Well, you won't say anything, will you?
Well, what is it? Let's have a look. Garden designs?
Yes. I'm looking for inspiration.
Yeah, well, you'll be looking for another job if it gets back to her.
Oh.
I'm sorry. I'm a bit frazzled at the moment.
Well, you don't seem your usual genial self.
It's just me and Hayley.
You've not had a row.
Chance would be a fine thing.
What?
Well, she had to work most of Sunday, which was my day off, and I was there all day yesterday when she had her day off in lieu. And since Marjorie came home, she's downstairs most evenings. Oh. Some nights she'll go down at 7 and not come up again till 9.
Oh, dear.
I feel rotten about moaning. Marjorie's lonely. And Hayley doesn't feel she can just get up and leave.
No, I must go around and see her.
Yeah, do.
I should have realised. You two can't take it all on your shoulders. It's not fair.
Well, she gets plenty of visitors in the daytime. In fact, Jennifer took her out to lunch on Monday.
Oh, good.
It's the evenings.
Yes, well, we can none of us stave off our advancing years.
No.
My Hermes is getting on now. I've got to take him to Alistair for his jab at lunchtime.
Oh, hey, Roy, I'm so sorry.
Well, it's not like you to be late, Emma.
No, she's been the model of punctuality all week.
I was arguing with my mum and dad in the car. We just lost track of time.
Right, well, Jean-Paul's expecting you in the kitchen. Then you're with me in the restaurant after that.
All right, yeah.
Hey, what were you arguing about?
They're still trying to get me and Chris to play happy families.
I thought you were a happy family.
Not. They want us all to do this stupid Three Peaks challenge together.
Oh, that?
So I told them to bog off.
Yeah.
Said I'd rather be dead than be seen running up and down Lake Hill with Dad dressed as a chicken.
Oh, a chicken, good idea.
And they'd have to pay Chris to do it.
Well, I think it's a shame.
Anyway, got through to him in the end, so they'll be having to practice going their own at the weekend.
Robert and I are doing the same. The timing is everything.
Well, are you going in for it then, Linda?
Oh, yes. We're both keen cyclists, you see.
But it's on foot.
Yes, I know. But we'll have an aerobic advantage, won't we?
Is this been lined up for charity?
Which one?
This one, on the bed, here. Full of old shoes.
No! Oliver, really?
Oh, sorry, sorry.
You can bring it over. I'm ready for it now.
Oh, right here.
You don't mind if I move some of yours to make way? You only left me three shelves.
Which ones?
Well, these walking boots could live down in the back hall for a start.
Yes, all right.
And, these old tennis shoes look like something out of Brideshead Revisited.
Yeah, well, I'm rather fond of them, actually.
I'll treat you to new ones. Now, let's see. I think I'll put all my black pairs together. I'm sure that's what Trini and Susanna would advise.
Who?
Tip them all out for me, darling.
Oh, right out. Plenty here.
A woman can't have too many shoes. It's impossible.
I don't know.
Right, you match them up and pass them to me. I'll just scooge yours along a bit.
Oh, well, hang on. They all look the same.
No, they don't.
Well, they do to me.
Look, that one there with the open toe.
Ah, well, that's obvious, isn't it? And here's the matchy one. Look. It's like that car game, isn't it? What's it called? A Pelmanism.
Pass them up, then.
Here we are.
Next.
Well, that was beginner's luck, I'm afraid. I've got the equivalent of word blindness here.
Look. See if you can find the pair to this.
Gotcha.
No, that's not it.
You sure?
Heel's a different shape.
Is it? Here we are.
No. That's the wrong shade of black.
Oh.
Oliver. Do you really want to help me with this?
Of course, yes. Unless you'd rather I left you to it.
No. You would say if you thought I was taking over.
Caroline, this is your home now. I want you to take over. I want you to fill every room in the house. I'm sick of being on my own.
Me too.
It must be so inconvenient for you, Alistair, dodging the decorators all day.
They've promised to have my office ready for next week. Till then, I'll just have to hot-foot it to the house as and when.
Well, it keeps you fit.
Yeah. Hold him.
Oh, yes.
There. Good boy, Hermes.
He's never minded injections.
I needed his records to remind myself of the dose he had last time.
Mm. Well, it's all looking very smart in here.
Do you think so?
Oh, yes. Though the smell of paint does rather set off my allergies.
Ah, sorry. It always takes ages to go, doesn't it? Oh, he's doing well for his age.
I know he can't go on forever.
No, but as long as his quality of life's good.
Perhaps I should have brought him to see your Logan, but he much prefers you.
I had to delegate the small animal jobs recently, I'm afraid. Concentrate on my farm visits. Still, I'm back in the saddle today.
Well, I wish you every success in your new premises. Colour in the waiting room had a very calming effect on Hermes.
Oh, well, I have to keep the customer satisfied.
I expect you'll be ready to put your feet up to now.
I'd like to.
You deserve to.
But we're going to Grange Farm. It's Caroline's birthday.
Oh, of course. Robert's got rather a big one coming up.
Really?
60 on Saturday.
Oh?
Yes, he's doing rather well for his age too, isn't he? Still 60 is the new 40. And it's very auspicious in the Chinese horoscope. Yes. Robert's so youthful at heart. He loves all the latest gizmos and gadgets. I've had to mine the depths of my creativity to find him the perfect gift. But I think I've come up with it.
Well done. No,
yes, I think I found le cadeau exactement for the man who has everything. In fact, actually, what I've
I'm very glad. Now, if you don't mind, it's very busy out there.
Oh. Well, yes, of course.
You'll have to tell me about it all another time.
Oh, don't worry. You'll soon get wind in this village.
You got really well there, Emma.
Bit frantic. A nice party.
These well-heeled charity groups usually are.
Well, it's good helping with the wines.
Well, you were very professional.
I see you're happy to recommend wine?
Yeah, if people ask or look uncertain. Mind you, people's tastes vary a lot. But for example, it used to be seen as treason to have a white with beef or a red with fish. Still is in some circles, I suppose. But often it's down to personal taste nowadays.
So are we taking these back downstairs?
Yeah, then I'll talk you through the cellar management.
There's a lot more to do in the wines than I'd thought.
Well, if you don't get the details right, it can really spoil the meal.
Yeah, one of the non-compulsory modules is preparing and serving bottled wines.
Think you'll take it?
Yeah, I think I might after today.
Well, it'll give you a lot of confidence.
My hand was really shaking, though, when I served that lady.
You did fine.
And I saw you give the bottle a neat little twist.
Oh, I didn't want it to drip all on the tablecloth. Some of them are so expensive.
Right, that's why we never leave the cellar unlocked. Right, I'll just see if Jean-Paul wants a coffee before we go down. He sometimes sits down with one if it's been busy.
Bit of a dragon, isn't he?
Well, you'll get used to him. He's been here for years.
Really?
Yeah, he's always planned to own his own restaurant one day. I reckon he's got a bit bitter and twisted because of that.
I'd love to run my own place.
Oh, yeah?
Don't want to end up like my mum. She's 40 this year. What's she got to look forward to? Packing sausages for Tom Archer.
Well, this is fun. Slumming it in your sitting room?
Oh, thank you, Alistair.
Sorry, I meant being slumped in your sitting room.
Oh, glorious, isn't it?
Oh, I'm knackered.
You know, it's ages since I had a takeaway.
Anyone else want this last bargee?
No.
Oh, Shula, how could you?
My wife's got hollow legs.
Right, it's choosing the new vicar.
What are you talking about?
Well, Bert and I have got to read the short list of applications from the bishop. I should be doing it tonight.
Relax, oh worthy one.
Do it tomorrow.
Yes. Have you unpacked everything, then?
No.
No, she's still got 3 suitcases full of clothes and nowhere to put them.
Well, you'll have to buy her another wardrobe, Oliver.
Yeah, well, it does look like it.
Ooh, how sweet. I knew we could come to some arrangement.
You fell straight into that elephant trap, Oliver.
Oh, I don't mind. Imelda here can have anything she wants.
Hear that, Alistair?
Well, it is her birthday.
Oh, stop it. You're giving Shula ideas.
How was your day, Alistair?
Chaotic. But it's all been worth it to be in my own premises.
So Theo and his catamaran dealt you a lucky hand in the end?
I suppose he did. Funny, really.
Yeah, not at the time.
Oh, I remember the scandal. Have you heard from him?
No, I don't expect to either. The partnership's been dissolved, paperwork finished. It's all in the past now.
We should drink to new beginnings.
Well, you've burnt your boats.
No, she hasn't. She's still got the dower house.
Oh, you know what I mean. You decided exactly what you're going to do with it.
Oh, I'm still going to rent it out, but as an executive business lead.
Oh, smart move. Can make a mint.
Yeah, people expect top-notch fittings in that market, though.
I know. But I'm in no hurry. Got to finish William's flat first.
Oh, well. As long as you're not planning to run back there at the first hint of trouble.
After what I've been through today, I don't want to move again.
Yeah, well, I'm jolly glad to hear it.
So, come on, then. To new beginnings.
Yeah.
New beginnings!
Kenton's got a date at Daphne's.
Oh, we're getting low on coffee, Mum.
No, we're not. There's more in the top cupboard.
Oh, all right. Do you want one?
No, I'm off to see Marjorie.
Oh, okay.
Shouldn't you be out of the house by now?
What for?
It's a lovely day.
Yeah, it looks it.
Perfect for a spot of gardening.
Thought Dad had extracted his pound of flesh from me this week.
Not our garden, Brookfield.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'll do it.
This morning?
I surrender.
Right. The veg patch needs turning over, then it'll want some manure on it.
Well, I can only put in a couple of hours. Kathy and I are going to see Daphne's at 12:30.
You've always got some excuse.
It's the only time the old girl suggested. Look, the sooner I move into the flat, the sooner I'll be out of your hair for good.
I didn't mean to nag, Kenton.
It's not been easy for any of us, has it, cooped up here together?
We've loved having you to stay.
It's sweet of you to lie, Mum. But, well, I need to spread my wings. I wouldn't have chosen any of this, you know? Losing Mel?
No.
She'd had enough of me. Do you know, I sometimes wish I was like the others. Life would be a lot easier.
And a lot duller.
Never really fitted in here. Australia was the place for me.
And yet when the chips were down, you came home.
Yeah, I did, didn't I?
I just wish Mariel was nearer.
She'll grow up not knowing who I am, Mum.
Oh, love. We miss her too.
Hey, you'll have me in tears in a minute.
Oh, sorry. I spoke to Shula this morning.
Oh, yeah?
She'd had a dodgy takeaway. She was up all night.
Nasty.
It was Caroline's birthday. She finally took the plunge and moved in with Oliver.
Oh, good luck to her. I don't know what she sees in him, though. Unless it's a sugar daddy thing.
Oh, I do.
Mum!
Ah, that's no good, I'm afraid. I need an exact delivery time. It's on my husband's birthday, you see. A rather special one. 3:00.
Hi, Lindy.
Hold on a moment. Robert?
Oh, sorry, didn't see you were on the
phone. No, it's all right. Are you still going out after lunch?
Yeah, I'll be back by 5.
5? Hello? Yes, the time you suggested will be ideal. Yes, I look forward to seeing you. All of you. Bye.
That sounds mysterious. I hope you're not going to any bother with this birthday of mine.
Oh, that was nothing to do with your birthday.
Because I really don't need a present. Mozart's enough for me.
Mozart?
A magic flute. Felpsham, Saturday night. Perfection.
Oh, yes, I can't wait.
I mean, 60's no big deal these days. You're barely out of middle age.
That's what I said to Alistair yesterday.
You told him I was going to be 60?
Well, it came up in the conversation. Yeah. You don't mind, do you?
No.
Roy and Emma looked very surprised.
Roy and Emma?
Oh, we were talking about the Three Peaks Challenge. I said you had the fitness of a man half your age.
Oh, well, yeah, I'd like to think I'm in pretty good shape.
Yeah, we're going to have to think about your costume.
Costume?
Neil's competing as a chicken.
I'd have thought a pig would be more appropriate.
No, not for Easter.
I hadn't seen myself as dressing up.
Oh, yes, Robert. It'll add to the seasonal atmosphere of the day.
Well, what about you?
An egg.
Makes sense.
Oh, no, not an Easter egg. A Fabergé egg.
Oh.
Yes, I plan to hire an egg costume and customise it.
Ah.
Some of his creations were out of this world. The sheer detail and the enamelling. Well, look.
Oh, even got a book out.
Here. Of course. Look, you see? Here we are. This egg's called Danish Palaces.
Why?
Because inside is a folding screen of miniature paintings depicting royal palaces of Denmark.
That is amazing.
I know. He always conceals something tantalising and beautiful in the centre.
That'll be you inside your egg, Lindy. Tantalising and beautiful.
Oh, Robert.
How are you going to run about dressed as a Fabergé egg?
Hmm.
I mean, we don't want to lag behind.
No, that is the problem.
If you make it too elaborate, you might not get your deposit back on the costume.
Well, I was going to make a protective cover.
I'll keep it simple.
Oh.
Well, a few mock jewels and perhaps a bit of gold filigree draped about.
But no folding screens?
No.
Maybe you're right.
What's this other book?
Oh, Garden Designs. I'm working on ideas for the Open Gardens weekend in May.
Oh, we're going in for that as well, are we?
I've narrowed it down to 2 concepts, though ideally I would like to involve a pergola.
What are they?
Well, the first is based on sacred geometry and has a Moroccan theme.
You need a Moroccan sky to go with it.
Well, I thought black pebbles as an edging for a geometric shape of stone slabs, and then little jets of water overarching them at intervals.
That's ambitious. And the other?
A hobbit garden.
Oh.
Magical and inviting. Themed in tonal pink foxgloves and such like. Well, we could even build a little structure with a turf roof like in the film.
Oh, with you as Bilbo Baggins. You haven't the feet for it.
Oh, you have.
What?
Robert, I want to create something extraordinary, or we haven't a hope of winning.
Oh, yeah, but sometimes less is more.
Oh, well, I can't make up my mind. I'm going to have to resort to the Yellow Pages.
Yellow Pages?
I know when I'm beaten. If we are going to effect a transformation by the end of May, we need professional help.
You mean hire a landscape designer, like on the telly?
Yes.
Well, isn't that cheating?
No, I don't see why. The bigger the crowd we pull, the more money we'll raise for charity.
I suppose.
Off you go, girl. All done.
Is she going to be all right?
She is now. Just a bit of foot trouble.
You're a wizard with the paring knife.
That's what David always tells me. It's only so he doesn't have to do it.
Well, anyway, I'd better get on. Oh, did I tell you I'm going to look at my new flat?
Yeah, I'm glad things worked out for you.
Thanks.
Hello there.
Oh, hi, Jill.
Oh, Mum, what are you doing here?
Have you started work on that vegetable patch yet?
I'm just about to. I'm not chatting to Ruth.
Holding her up?
No.
There's no need to be polite, Ruth. He's here to do a job.
Yes, and I will.
Well, you know where the fork is.
Mum.
It's okay, really.
He's not wriggling out of it again.
I am not trying to.
I'll be over in 10 minutes.
Did you come all the way over here just to check up on me?
Yes. Good thing, too. Now, go on.
Oh, God, all right. If it means that much to you.
Sorry about that, dear.
No, thanks. The garden does need it.
Yes.
Oh, here's David.
Hi.
How'd you get on at the abattoir?
Oh, disappointing.
Hi, Mum.
No, dear. What was the problem?
It all seemed a bit slapdash. He's more interested in his profit than producing decent meat.
Oh, that's a shame.
He certainly wasn't prepared to hang them for 15 days.
Oh, well, then.
You won't get the quality if you don't.
Exactly. All he wanted to talk about were his margins.
So what are you going to do?
Go back to Crowder's.
Yeah.
It's further away, but at least they'll do what we want.
We've lost so many small abattoirs, it's such a shame.
Well, they can't cope with all the regulations.
People wonder why livestock have to be trucked all over the country. Mm. We just don't have any choice these days.
A bit of a dump, isn't it?
Shush.
Oh, it's all right, she's gone downstairs.
You sure?
Yeah, yeah, she's left us to it. Oh, hello. Oh, this poor little budgie. I suppose it hasn't died from smoke inhalation.
Yeah, it stinks of fags.
Free the Borchester one, eh, mate?
Well, you can tell Daphne's a heavy smoker. Her fingers are yellow.
Yeah, so's the ceiling.
Oh, nicotine stains. Yuck.
Do you think the budgie was white once as well?
Those polystyrene tiles are a pain to get off.
Oh, you're really cheering me up here, Cathy.
No, it's the adhesive. It'll be rock solid under there. Dark in here too, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's the net curtains.
Oh, there's an office opposite. They can see right in, look.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Kenton.
Well, I'll get a blind. I suppose it could be worse.
Could it?
No. Well, it'll be a challenge, though.
Yeah.
The great thing is, it'll get me out of Glebe. I fear for my sanity if I stay much longer.
What about your parents' sanity?
Yeah, fair dues.
When's Jack looking to take it over?
Sometime next month.
And where's Daphne moving to?
Oh, she's got a sister in Skeggy.
It's so bracing.
Should think the fresh air will finish her off.
So, what are you going to do?
Eh?
Well, you want to leave your folks, and you can't move in here yet.
Ah, Cathy.
Mm-hmm. I know what's coming, Kenton.
Please? Oh, you know it won't be for long this time, just while I sort this place out. Don't make me beg.
I'm an idiot.
No, you're kind and sweet.
And stupid.
You can help me with the decor. And choosing my furniture. Come on, it'll be fun.
Oh, Robert, at last.
Oh, that's nice. Hello, darling.
You didn't notice anything pulling in?
No, should I have?
Good. Put your briefcase down.
What is this?
Go on.
All right.
Now, eyes shut.
What?
Shut your eyes. Now, come with me.
Oh, I can't wait.
We must be at the paddock, am I right?
Uh-huh.
I don't know what all the secrecy's for.
You'll see. There, stop.
Right. Can I open them now?
Yes, go on.
Llamas?
Yes, clever thing.
They're not ours.
Of course they are. Constanza and Wolfgang. A girl for you and a boy for me.
We can't possibly keep them, Lindy.
What?
Far too much work.
No more than the goats were. They live on grass and hay.
Oh, sorry. They'll have to go back.
But they're your birthday present, Robert. Besides, I've paid for them now.
How much? How much?
3,000. They make wonderful guard dogs.
Oh, they bark, do they?
Well, they hum, if you must know.
What, Mozart?
Well, at least say hello. It's very ungracious of you to ignore them.
I don't believe this.
Come on, Constanza. Come over here. Oh, there. Good girl. Hello. Come on, Robert. She wants you to stroke her.
Hey! Good afternoon.
She likes you. Oh, no, look, she's fascinated.
She is, rather. Isn't she?
Oh, how perfectly sweet. She wants to nuzzle into your neck.
Oh, yeah. It feels quite... Oh,
you're definitely a hit.
Incredibly soft.
Like cashmere.
Surprising. And she is rather beautiful. Mm. Lovely big brown eyes.
There you see, Robert, she's fallen for you. You can't possibly send her back now. It'd break her heart.
The Archers was written by Nawal Gadala and the agricultural story editor was Graham Harvey. It was directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Sue Wilson and the editor is Vanessa Whitburn.